You know, so it's our target for sure to win. It's, I know it will be difficult because we lose some guys. It's injury a couple of them. So, but anyway, we lost at the home, and now we have no another way how to win on the way. So, we are looking for the victory. But we saw last couple of games how is Lukoil is playing. They get a good level, tough defenses. So with a good aggressivity, it will be not easy. But yeah, before the game we had like 50-50.
Your loss was the one of the biggest surprises of the first round. What can you tell us about the game?
Yeah, so what I told before, we was a couple guys injured, and Krešimir Lončar and Davis. So we are strong inside. That it was a surprise for us after this losing. After a couple of minutes, we lost West injury Paul Davis. So this is maybe was for us a surprise. But anyway, we on the right way. We practice hard. We won a couple of games in VTB League, and now we got more confidence, so we are ready to play.
Game in Bulgaria, how do you feel in the first away game for your team? Maybe the time helps you, as you said, you have problems with the injuries and so on.
You know, when we play good, as far as it doesn't matter to play at home or away, we play good. So, and just it depends how the players prepare themselves. They respect the team, respect the players, because, you know, it's Chimki. Last season we got a good job in EuroLeague, and some of them think they are maybe a little bit higher than EuroCup. So this is a problem in our team, but I don't think so. It's our job, our coach's job, to explain right the situation. And now we are not higher than another EuroCup teams, so we must focus for the game to give maximum effort. So we'll try to do this tomorrow.
So no more place for underestimating the opponent.
Yes. So we just, you know, it's okay. This season is much better, because earlier its groups was four teams, and if you lose a couple times, you have serious problems. Now we have more games, and I think we'll get back on the right, our position, what we're thinking for first, second place to pass to next round.
That's a bad news for Lukoil. So no, what can you tell us? What you learned about Lukoil?
So I just know team is got good sponsors from Lukoil, Russia, Lukoil. Yeah? So it's good, because Lukoil don't want to give money for basketball in Russia. So they gave some Bulgarians. I heard it's, they make a team not so. So it was just 1 month ago, and not enough time to be together. I know we have the same problems, because this season we changed six players, and we have the same problems, a team player. So, but anyway, separate of them is good. It's, for sure, it's right, it's really good. And Budenov, I know him personally, because he played Prokom for my friend Thomas Pachesa team, so EuroLeague player. So it's a good team. It's really good and dangerous team. So it's really good defense, as I tell. It's aggressive, 40 minutes, what I saw against Hapoel. So it's a great team.